The Book of Leviticus, Chapter 1, of Holocausts or Burnt Offerings. And the Lord called Moses, and spoke to him from the tabernacle of the testimony, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and thou shalt say to them, The man among you that shall offer to the Lord a sacrifice of the cattle, that is, offering victims of oxen and sheep, if his offering be a holocaust, and of the herd, he shall offer a male without blemish at the door of the testimony, to make the Lord favorable to him. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the victim, and it shall be acceptable, and help to its expiation. And he shall immolate the calf before the Lord, and the priests, the sons of Aaron, shall offer the blood thereof, pouring it round about the altar, which is before the door of the tabernacle. And when they have flayed the victim, they shall cut the joints into pieces, and shall put fire on the altar, having before laid in order a pile of wood. And they shall lay the parts that are cut out in order thereupon, to wit, the head, and all things that cleave to the liver, the entrails and feet being washed with water, and the priest shall burn them upon the altar for a holocaust, and a sweet savour to the Lord. And if the offering be of the flocks, a holocaust of sheep or of goats, he shall offer a male without blemish, and he shall immolate it at the side of the altar that looketh to the north, before the Lord. But the sons of Aaron shall pour the blood thereof upon the altar round about. And they shall divide the joints, the head, and all that cleave to the liver, and shall lay them upon the wood, under which the fire is to be put. But the entrails and the feet they shall wash with water, and the priest shall offer it all, and burn it all, upon the altar for a holocaust, and most sweet savour to the Lord. But if the oblation of a holocaust to the Lord be of birds, of turtles, or of young pigeons, the priest shall offer it at the altar, and twisting back the neck and breaking the place of the wound, he shall make the blood run down upon the brim of the altar. But the crop of the throat and the feathers he shall cast beside the altar at the east side, in the place where the ashes are wont to be poured out. And he shall break the pinions thereof, and shall not cut nor divide it with a knife, and shall burn it upon the altar, putting fire under the wood. It is a holocaust, and oblation of most sweet savour to the Lord. Chapter 2. Of Offerings of Flour and First Fruits. When any one shall offer an oblation of sacrifice to the Lord, his offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it, and put frankincense, and shall bring it to the sons of Aaron the priests. And one of them shall take a handful of the flour and oil, and all the frankincense, and shall put it a memorial upon the altar for a most sweet savour to the Lord. And the remnant of the sacrifice shall be Aaron's, and his sons, holy of holies, of the offering of the Lord. But when thou offerest a sacrifice baked in the oven of flour, to wit, loaves without leaven, tempered with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, if thy oblation be from the frying pan of flour tempered with oil and without leaven, thou shalt divide it into little pieces, and shalt pour oil upon it. And if the sacrifice be from the gridiron, in like manner the flour shall be tempered with oil. And when thou offerest it to the Lord, thou shalt deliver it to the hands of the priest. And when he hath offered it, he shall take a memorial out of the sacrifice, and burn it upon the altar for a sweet savour to the Lord. And whatsoever is left shall be Aaron's and his sons, holy of holies of the offerings of the Lord. Every oblation that is offered to the Lord shall be made without leaven, neither shall any leaven or honey be burnt in the sacrifice of the Lord. You shall offer only the first fruits of them, and gifts, but they shall not be put upon the altar for a savour of sweetness. Whatsoever sacrifice thou offerest, thou shalt season it with salt. Neither shalt thou take away the salt of the covenant of thy God from thy sacrifice. In all thy oblations thou shalt offer salt. But if thou offer a gift of the first fruits of thy corn to the Lord, of the years yet green, thou shalt dry it at the fire, and break it small like meal, and so shalt thou offer thy first fruits to the Lord, pouring oil upon it, and putting on frankincense, because it is the oblation of the Lord, whereof the priest shall burn for a memorial of the gift part of the corn broken small, and of the oil, and all the frankincense. Chapter 3. Of Peace Offerings. And if his oblation be a sacrifice of peace offerings, and he will offer of the herd, whether male or female, he shall offer them without blemish before the Lord. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of his victim, which shall be slain in the entry of the tabernacle of the testimony, and the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall pour the blood round about upon the altar. And they shall offer of the sacrifice of peace offerings for an oblation to the Lord, the fat that covereth the entrails, and all the fat that is within, the two kidneys with the fat wherewith the flanks are covered, and the caul of the liver with the two little kidneys, and they shall burn them upon the altar for a holocaust, putting fire under the wood, for an oblation of most sweet savor to the Lord. And if his oblation and the sacrifice of peace offering be of the flock, whether he offer male or female, they shall be without blemish. If he offer a lamb before the Lord, he shall put his hand upon the head of his victim, and it shall be slain in the entry of the tabernacle of the testimony. And the sons of Aaron shall pour the blood thereof round about upon the altar, and they shall offer of the victim of peace offerings a sacrifice to the Lord, the fat and the whole rump, with the kidneys, and the fat that covereth the belly, and all the vitals, and both the little kidneys, with the fat that is about the flanks, and the caul of the liver with the little kidneys. And the priest shall burn them upon the altar, for the food of the fire, and of the oblation of the Lord. If his offering be a goat, and he offer it to the Lord, he shall put his hand upon the head thereof, and shall immolate it in the entry of the tabernacle of the testimony. And the sons of Aaron shall pour the blood thereof round about upon the altar, and they shall take of it for the food of the Lord's fire, the fat that covereth the belly, and that covereth all the vital parts, the two little kidneys with the caul that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the fat of the liver with the little kidneys. And the priest shall burn them upon the altar for the food of the fire, and of a most sweet savor. All the fat shall be the Lord's. By a perpetual law for your generations, and in all your habitations, neither blood nor fat shall you eat at all. Chapter 4 of Offerings for Sins of Ignorance. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Say to the children of Israel, The soul that sinneth through ignorance, and doth anything concerning any of the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded not to be done, if the priest that is anointed shall sin, making the people to offend, he shall offer to the Lord for his sin a calf without blemish. And he shall bring it to the door of the testimony before the Lord, and shall put his hand upon the head thereof, and shall sacrifice it to the Lord. He shall take also of the blood of the calf, and carry it into the tabernacle of the testimony. And having dipped his finger in the blood, he shall sprinkle with it seven times before the Lord, before the veil of the sanctuary. And he shall put some of the same blood upon the horns of the altar of the sweet incense most acceptable to the Lord, which is in the tabernacle of the testimony. And he shall pour all the rest of the blood at the foot of the altar of holocaust in the entry of the tabernacle. And he shall take off the fat of the calf for the sin offering, as well that which covereth the entrails as all the inwards, the two little kidneys, and the caul that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the fat of the liver with the little kidneys, as it is taken off from the calf of the sacrifice of peace offerings, and he shall burn them upon the altar of holocaust. But the skin and all the flesh, with the head and the feet and the bowels and the dung and the rest of the body, he shall carry forth without the camp into a clean place where the ashes are wont to be poured out, and he shall burn them upon a pile of wood, and shall be burnt in the place where the ashes are poured out. And if all the multitude of Israel shall be ignorant, and through ignorance shall do that which is against the commandment of the Lord, and afterward shall understand their sin, they shall offer for their sin a calf, and shall bring it to the door of the tabernacle. And the ancients of the people shall put their hands upon the head thereof before the Lord. And the calf being immolated in the sight of the Lord, the priest that is anointed shall carry of the blood into the tabernacle of the testimony, and shall dip his finger in it, and sprinkle it seven times before the veil. And he shall put of the same blood on the horns of the altar that is before the Lord, in the tabernacle of the testimony. And the rest of the blood he shall pour at the foot of the altar of holocaust, which is at the door of the tabernacle of the testimony. And all the fat thereof he shall take off, and shall burn it upon the altar, doing so with his calf, as he did also with that before. And the priest praying for them, and the Lord will be merciful unto them. But the calf itself he shall carry forth without the camp, and shall burn it as he did the former calf, because it is for the sin of the multitude. If a prince shall sin, and through ignorance do any one of the things that the law of the Lord forbiddeth, and afterward shall come to know his sin, he shall offer a buck goat without blemish, a sacrifice to the Lord. And he shall put his hand upon the head thereof, and when he hath immolated it in the place where the holocaust is wont to be slain before the Lord, because it is for sin, the priest shall dip his finger in the blood of the victim for sin, touching therewith the horns of the altar of holocaust, and pouring out the rest at the foot thereof. But the fat he shall burn upon it, as is wont to be done with the victims of peace offerings, and the priest shall pray for him, and for his sin, and it shall be forgiven him. And if any one of the people of the land shall sin through ignorance, doing any of those things that by the law of the Lord are forbidden, and offending, and shall come to know his sin, he shall offer a she-goat without blemish, and he shall put his hand upon the head of the victim that is for sin, and shall immolate it in the place of the holocaust. And the priest shall take of the blood with his finger, and shall touch the horns of the altar of holocaust, and shall pour out the rest at the foot thereof. But taking off all the fat, as is wont to be taken away of the victims of peace offerings, he shall burn it upon the altar for a sweet savour to the Lord, and he shall pray for him, and it shall be forgiven him. But if he offer of the flock a victim for his sin, to wit, an ewe, without blemish, he shall put his hand upon the head thereof, and shall immolate it in the place where the victims of holocausts are wont to be slain. And the priest shall take of the blood thereof with his finger, and shall touch the horns of the altar of holocaust, and the rest he shall pour out at the foot thereof. All the fat also he shall take off, as the fat of the ram that is offered for peace offerings is wont to be taken away, and shall burn it upon the altar, for a burnt sacrifice of the Lord, and he shall pray for him and for his sin, and it shall be forgiven him. Chapter 5. Of Other Sacrifices for Sins. If any one sin, and hear the voice of one swearing, and is a witness, either because he himself hath seen, or is privy to it, if he do not utter it, he shall bear his iniquity. Whosoever toucheth any unclean thing, either that which hath been killed by a beast, or died of itself, or any other creeping thing, and forgetteth his uncleanness, he is guilty, and hath offended. And if he touch anything of the uncleanness of man, according to any uncleanness wherewith he is wont to be defiled, and having forgotten it, come afterwards to know it, he shall be guilty of an offense. The person that sweareth, and uttereth with his lips, that he would do either evil or good, and bindeth the same with an oath, and his word, and having forgotten it afterwards understandeth his offense, let him do penance for his sin, and offer of the flocks a new lamb, or a she-goat, and the priest shall pray for him and for his sin. But if he be not able to offer a beast, let him offer two turtles, or two young pigeons of the Lord, one for sin and the other for a holocaust. And he shall give them to the priest, who shall offer the first for sin, and twist back the head of it to the little pinions, so that it stick to the neck, and be not altogether broken off. And of its blood he shall sprinkle the side of the altar, and whatsoever is left, he shall let it drop at the bottom thereof, because it is for sin. And the other he shall burn for a holocaust, as is wont to be done. And the priest shall pray for him, and for his sin, and it shall be forgiven him. And if his hand be not able to offer two turtles, or two young pigeons, he shall offer for his sin the tenth part of an ephah of flour. He shall not put oil upon it, nor put any frankincense thereon, because it is for sin. And he shall deliver it to the priest, who shall take a handful thereof, and shall burn it upon the altar for a memorial of him that offered it, praying for him and making atonement. But the part that is left he himself shall have for a gift. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, If any one shall sin through mistake, transgressing the ceremonies in those things that are sacrificed to the Lord, he shall offer for his offense a ram without blemish out of the flocks, that may be bought for two sickles according to the weight of the sanctuary. And he shall make good the damage itself which he hath done, and shall add the fifth part besides, delivering to the priest, who shall pray for him, offering the ram, and it shall be forgiven him. If any one sin through ignorance, and do one of those things which by the law of the Lord are forbidden, and being guilty of sin, understand his iniquity, he shall offer of the flocks a ram without blemish to the priest, according to the measure and estimation of the sin, and the priest shall pray for him, because he did it ignorantly, and it shall be forgiven him, because by mistake he trespassed against the Lord. Chapter 6. Oblation for Sins of Injustice, Ordinances Concerning the Holocausts and the Perpetual Fire, the Sacrifices of the Priests, and the Sin Offerings. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Whosoever shall sin in despising the Lord shall deny to his neighbor the thing delivered to his keeping, which was committed to his trust, or shall by force extort anything, or commit oppression, or shall find a thing lost, and denying it shall also swear falsely, or shall do any other of the many things wherein men are wont to sin. Being convicted of the offense, he shall restore all that he would have gotten by fraud in the principal, and the fifth part besides, to the owner whom he wronged. Moreover, for his sin he shall offer a ram without blemish out of the flock, and shall give it to the priest according to the estimation and measure of the offense. And he shall pray for him before the Lord, and he shall have forgiveness for everything in doing of which he hath sinned. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command Aaron and his sons, This is the law of a holocaust. It shall be burnt upon the altar, all night until morning. The fire shall be of the same altar. The priest shall be vested with the tunic and the linen breeches, and he shall take up the ashes of that which the devouring fire hath burnt, and putting them beside the altar, shall put off his former vestments, and being clothed with others, shall carry them forth without the cap, and shall cause them to be consumed to dust in a very clean place. And the fire on the altar shall always burn, and the priest shall feed it, putting wood on it every day in the morning, and laying on the holocaust shall burn there upon the fat of the peace offerings. This is the perpetual fire, which shall never go out on the altar. This is the law of the sacrifice and libations, which the children of Aaron shall offer before the Lord and before the altar. The priest shall take a handful of the flour that is tempered with oil, and all the frankincense that is put upon the flour, and he shall burn it on the altar for a memorial of most sweet odor to the Lord. And the part of the flour that is left Aaron and his sons shall eat, without leaven, and he shall eat it in the holy place of the court of the tabernacle. And therefore it shall not be leavened, because part thereof is offered for the burnt sacrifice of the Lord. It shall be most holy as that which is offered for sin and for trespass. The males only of the race of Aaron shall eat it. It shall be an ordinance everlasting in your generations concerning the sacrifices of the Lord. Every one that toucheth them shall be sanctified. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, This is the oblation of Aaron and of his sons, which they must offer to the Lord in the day of their anointing. They shall offer the tenth part of an ephah of flour for a perpetual sacrifice, half of it in the morning and half of it in the evening. It shall be tempered with oil, and shall be fried in a frying pan. And the priest that rightfully succeedeth his father shall offer it hot, for a most sweet odor to the Lord, and it shall be wholly burnt on the altar. For every sacrifice of the priest shall be consumed with fire, neither shall any man eat thereof. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Say to Aaron and his sons, This is the law of the victim for sin. In the place where the holocaust is offered, it shall be immolated before the Lord. It is holy of holies. The priest that offereth it shall eat it in a holy place, in the court of the tabernacle. Whatsoever shall touch the flesh thereof shall be sanctified. If a garment be sprinkled with the blood thereof, it shall be washed in a holy place. And the earthen vessel wherein it was sodden shall be broken, but if the vessel be of brass, it shall be scoured and washed with water. Every male of the priestly race shall eat of the flesh thereof, because it is holy of holies. For the victim that is slain for sin, the blood of which is carried into the tabernacle of the testimony to make atonement in the sanctuary, shall not be eaten, but shall be burnt with fire. Chapter 7. Of Sacrifice for Trespasses and Thanks Offerings. No fat nor blood is to be eaten. This also is the law of the sacrifice for a trespass. It is most holy. Therefore, when the holocaust is immolated, the victim also for a trespass shall be slain. The blood thereof shall be poured round about the altar. They shall offer thereof the rump and the fat that covereth the entrails, the two little kidneys, and the fat which is by the flanks, and the caul of the liver with the little kidneys. And the priest shall burn them upon the altar. It is the burnt sacrifice of the Lord for a trespass. Every male of the priestly race shall eat this flesh in a holy place, because it is most holy. As the sacrifice for sin is offered, so is also that for a trespass. The same shall be the law of both these sacrifices. It shall belong to the priest that offereth it. The priest that offereth the victim of holocaust shall have the skin thereof, and every sacrifice of flour that is baked in the oven, and whatsoever is dressed on the gridiron or in the frying pan, shall be the priest's that offereth it. Whether they be tempered with oil or dry, all the sons of Aaron shall have one as much as another. This is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings that is offered to the Lord. If the oblation be for thanksgiving, they shall offer loaves without leaven tempered with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and fine flour fried, and cakes tempered and mingled with oil. Moreover, loaves of leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanks, which is offered for peace offerings, of which one shall be offered to the Lord for first fruits, and shall be the priests that shall pour out the blood of the victim. And the flesh of it shall be eaten the same day, neither shall any of it remain until the morning. If any man by vow or of his own accord offer a sacrifice, it shall in like manner be eaten the same day. And if any of it remain until the morrow, it is lawful to eat it. But whatsoever shall be found on the third day shall be consumed with fire. If any man eat of the flesh of the victim of peace offerings on the third day, the oblation shall be of no effect, neither shall it profit the offerer. Yea, rather, whatsoever soul shall defile itself with such meat shall be guilty of transgression. The flesh that hath touched any unclean thing shall not be eaten, but shall be burnt with fire. He that is clean shall eat of it. If any one that is defiled shall eat of the flesh of the sacrifice of peace offerings which is offered to the Lord, he shall be cut off from his people. And he that hath touched the uncleanness of man or of beast or of anything that can defile, and shall eat of such kind of flesh, shall be cut off from his people. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Say to the children of Israel, The fat of a sheep, and of an ox, and of a goat, you shall not eat. The fat of a carcass that hath died of itself, and of a beast that was caught by another beast, you shall have for divers uses. If any man eat the fat that should be offered for the burnt sacrifice of the Lord, he shall perish out of his people. Moreover, you shall not eat the blood of any creature whatsoever, whether of birds or beasts. Every one that eateth blood shall perish from among the people. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, He that offereth a victim of peace offerings to the Lord, let him offer therewith a sacrifice also, that is, the libations thereof. He shall hold in his hands the fat of the victim, and the breast. And when he hath offered and consecrated both to the Lord, he shall deliver them to the priest, who shall burn the fat upon the altar. But the breast shall be Aaron's and his sons. The right shoulder also of the victims of peace offerings shall fall to the priest for first fruits. He among the sons of Aaron that offereth the blood and the fat, he shall have the right shoulder also for his portion. For the breast that is elevated and the shoulder that is separated I have taken of the children of Israel from off their victims of peace offerings, and have given them to Aaron the priest and to his sons by a law forever from all the people of Israel. This is the anointing of Aaron and his sons in the ceremonies of the Lord in the day when Moses offered them that they might do the office of priesthood. And the things that the Lord commanded to be given them by the children of Israel by a perpetual observance in their generations. This is the law of holocaust, and of the sacrifice for sin, and for trespass, and for consecration, and the victims of peace offerings, which the Lord appointed to Moses in Mount Sinai when he commanded the children of Israel that they should offer their oblations to the Lord in the desert of Sinai. Chapter 8. Moses consecrateth Aaron and his sons. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Take Aaron with his sons, their vestments and the oil of unction, a calf for sin, two rams, a basket with unleavened bread. And thou shalt gather together all the congregation to the door of the tabernacle. And Moses did as the Lord had commanded. And all the multitude being gathered together before the door of the tabernacle, he said, This is the word that the Lord hath commanded to be done. And immediately he offered Aaron and his sons. And when he had washed them, he vested the high priest with a straight linen garment, girding him with a girdle, and putting on him the violet tunic, and over it he put the ephod, and binding it with the girdle, he fitted it to the rational, on which was doctrine and truth. He put also the mitre upon his head, and upon the mitre over the forehead he put the plate of gold, consecrated with sanctification as the Lord had commanded him. He took also the oil of unction, with which he anointed the tabernacle, with all the furniture thereof. And when he had sanctified and sprinkled the altar seven times, he anointed it, and all the vessels thereof, and the laver with the foot thereof, he sanctified with the oil. And he poured it upon Aaron's head, and he anointed and consecrated him. And after he had offered his sons, he vested them with linen tunics, and girded them with girdles, and put mitres on them as the Lord had commanded. He offered also the calf for sin. And when Aaron and his sons had put their hands upon the head thereof, he immolated it, and took the blood, and dipping his finger in it, he touched the horns of the altar round about, which being expiated and sanctified, he poured the rest of the blood at the bottom thereof. But the fat that was upon the entrails, and the caudal of the liver, and the two little kidneys with their fat, he burnt upon the altar, and the calf with the skin, and the flesh, and the dung he burnt without the camp, as the Lord had commanded. He offered also a ram for a holocaust, and when Aaron and his sons had put their hands upon its head, he immolated it, and poured the blood thereof round about, upon the altar. And cutting the ram into pieces, the head thereof, and the joints, and the fat, he burnt in the fire. Having first washed the entrails, and the feet, and the whole ram together, he burnt upon the altar, because it was a holocaust of most sweet odor to the Lord, as he had commanded him. He offered also the second ram, in the consecration of priests, and Aaron and his sons put their hands upon the head thereof. And when Moses had immolated it, he took of the blood thereof, and touched the tip of Aaron's right ear, and the thumb of his right hand, and in like manner also the great toe of his right foot. He offered also the sons of Aaron. And when, with the blood of the ram that was immolated, he had touched the tip of the right ear of every one of them, and the thumbs of their right hands, and the great toes of their right feet, the rest he poured on the altar round about. But the fat, and the rump, and all the fat that covereth the entrails, and the caudal of the liver, and the two kidneys with their fat, and with the right shoulder, he separated. And taking out the basket of unleavened bread, which was before the Lord, a loaf without leaven, and a cake tempered with oil and a wafer, he put them upon the fat and the right shoulder, delivering all to Aaron and to his sons, who, having lifted them up before the Lord, he took them again from their hands and burnt them upon the altar of holocaust, because it was the oblation of consecration, for a sweet odor of sacrifice to the Lord. And he took of the ram of consecration the breast for his portion, elevating it before the Lord, as the Lord had commanded him. And taking the ointment and the blood that was upon the altar, he sprinkled Aaron and his vestments, and his sons and their vestments with it. And when he had sanctified them in their vestments, he commanded them, saying, Boil the flesh before the door of the tabernacle, and there eat it. Eat ye also the loaves of consecration, that are laid in the basket, as the Lord commanded me, saying, Aaron and his sons shall eat them, and whatsoever shall be left of the flesh and the loaves shall be consumed with fire. And you shall not go out of the door of the tabernacle for 7 days, until the day wherein the time of your consecration shall be expired. For in 7 days the consecration is finished, as at this present it hath been done, that the rite of the sacrifice might be accomplished. Day and night shall you remain in the tabernacle, observing the watches of the Lord, lest you die, for so it hath been commanded me. And Aaron and his sons did all things which the Lord spoke by the hand of Moses. Chapter 9. Aaron offereth sacrifice for himself and the people. Fire cometh from the Lord upon the altar. And when the eighth day was come, Moses called Aaron and his sons and the ancients of Israel, and said to Aaron, Take of the herd a calf for sin, and a ram for a holocaust, both without blemish, and offer them before the Lord. And to the children of Israel thou shalt say, Take ye a he-goat for sin, and a calf, and a lamb, both of a year old, and without blemish for a holocaust, also a bullock, and a ram for peace offerings, and immolate them before the Lord, offering for the sacrifice of every one of them flour tempered with oil, for today the Lord will appear to you. They brought therefore all things that Moses had commanded before the door of the tabernacle, where, when all the multitude stood, Moses said, This is the word which the Lord hath commanded. Do it, and his glory will appear to you. And he said to Aaron, Approach to the altar, and offer sacrifice for thy sin, offer the holocaust, and pray for thyself, and for the people. And when thou hast slain the people's victim, pray for them, as the Lord hath commanded. And forthwith Aaron, approaching to the altar, immolated the calf for his sin. And his sons brought him the blood of it, and he dipped his finger therein, and touched the horns of the altar, and poured the rest at the foot thereof. And the fat, and the little kidneys, and the caul of the liver, which are for sin, he burnt upon the altar, as the Lord had commanded Moses. But the flesh and skins thereof he burnt with fire without the camp. He immolated also the victim of holocaust, and his sons brought him the blood thereof, which he poured round about on the altar. And the victim being cut into pieces, they brought to him the head, and all the members, all which he burnt with fire upon the altar, having first washed the entrails and the feet with water. Then offering for the sin of the people, he slew the he-goat, and expiating the altar, he offered the holocaust, adding in the sacrifice the libations, which are offered withal, and burning them upon the altar, besides the ceremonies of the morning holocaust. He immolated also the bullock, and the ram, the peace offerings of the people. And his sons brought him the blood, which he poured upon the altar round about, the fat also of the bullock, and the rump of the ram, and the two little kidneys, with their fat, and the caul of the liver, they put upon the breasts. And after the fat was burnt upon the altar, Aaron separated their breasts and the right shoulders, elevating them before the Lord, as Moses had commanded. And stretching forth his hands to the people, he blessed them. And so the victims for sin, and the holocausts, and the peace offerings being finished, he came down. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the testimony, and afterwards came forth and blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord appeared to all the multitude. And behold, a fire coming forth from the Lord devoured the holocaust and the fat that was upon the altar, which when the multitude saw, they praised the Lord, falling on their faces. Chapter 10. Nadab and Abihu, for offering strange fire, are burnt by fire. Priests are forbidden to drink wine when they enter into the tabernacle. The law of eating the holy things. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, taking their censers, put fire therein and incense on it, offering before the Lord strange fire, which was not commanded them. And fire coming out from the Lord destroyed them, and they died before the Lord. And Moses said to Aaron, This is what the Lord hath spoken. I will be sanctified in them that approach to me, and I will be glorified in the sight of all the people. And when Aaron heard this, he held his peace. And Moses called Mishael and Elishaphan, the sons of Uzziel, the uncle of Aaron, and said to them, Go and take away your brethren from before the sanctuary, and carry them without the camp. And they went forthwith, and took them as they lay, vested with linen tunics, and cast them forth, as had been commanded them. And Moses said to Aaron, and to Eleazar, and Ithamar, his sons, Uncover not your heads, and rend not your garments, lest perhaps you die, and indignation come upon all the congregation. Let your brethren and all the house of Israel bewail the burning which the Lord has kindled. But you shall not go out of the door of the tabernacle, otherwise you shall perish, for the oil of the holy unction is on you. And they did all things according to the precept of Moses. The Lord also said to Aaron, You shall not drink wine nor anything that may make drunk, thou nor thy sons, when you enter into the tabernacle of the testimony, lest you die, because it is an everlasting precept through your generations, and that you may have knowledge to discern between holy and unholy, between unclean and clean, and may teach the children of Israel all my ordinances, which the Lord hath spoken to them by the hand of Moses. And Moses spoke to Aaron, and to Eleazar, and Ithamar, his sons that were left, Take the sacrifice that is remaining of the oblation of the Lord, and eat it without leaven beside the altar, because it is holy of holies. And you shall eat it in a holy place, which is given to thee and thy sons of the oblations of the Lord, as it hath been commanded me. The breast also that is offered, and the shoulder that is separated, you shall eat in a most clean place, thou and thy sons and thy daughters with thee. For they are set aside for thee and thy children of the victims of peace offerings of the children of Israel. Because they have elevated before the Lord the shoulder and the breast, and the fat that is burnt on the altar. And they belong to thee and to thy sons by a perpetual law, as the Lord hath commanded. While these things were doing, when Moses sought for the buck goat, that had been offered for sin, he found it burnt. And being angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, the sons of Aaron that were left, he said, Why did you not eat in the holy place the sacrifice for sin, which is most holy, and given to you, that you may bear the iniquity of the people, and may pray for them in the sight of the Lord, especially whereas none of the blood thereof hath been carried within the holy places, and you ought to have eaten it in the sanctuary, as was commanded me? Aaron answered, This day hath been offered the victim for sin, and the holocaust before the Lord. And to me what thou seest has happened. How could I eat it, or please the Lord in the ceremonies, having a sorrowful heart? Which when Moses had heard, he was satisfied. Chapter 11. The Distinction of Clean and Unclean Animals. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, Say to the children of Israel, These are the animals which you are to eat of all the living things of the earth. Whatsoever hath the hoof divided, and cheweth the cud among the beasts, you shall eat. But whatsoever cheweth indeed the cud, and hath a hoof, but divideth it not, as the camel and others, that you shall not eat, but shall reckon it among the unclean. The cherogryllus, which cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, is unclean. The hare also, for that too cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof. And the swine, which, though it divideth the hoof, cheweth not the cud. The flesh of these you shall not eat, nor shall you touch their carcasses, because they are unclean to you. These are the things that breed in the waters, and which it is lawful to eat. All that hath fins and scales, as well in the sea as in the rivers and the pools, you shall eat. But whatsoever hath not fins and scales, of those things that move and live in the waters, shall be an abomination to you, and detestable. Their flesh you shall not eat, and their carcasses you shall avoid. All that have not fins and scales in the water shall be unclean. Of birds, these are they which you must not eat, and which are to be avoided by you. The eagle, and the griffin, and the osprey, and the kite, and the vulture, according to their kind, and all that is of the raven kind, according to their likeness. The ostrich, and the owl, and the larus, and the hawk, according to its kind. The screech owl, and the cormorant, and the ibis, and the swan, and the bittern, and the porphyrion. The heron, and the charadrian, according to its kind. The hope also, and the bat. Of things that fly, whatsoever goeth upon 4 feet, shall be abominable to you. But whatsoever walketh upon 4 feet, but hath the legs behind longer, wherewith it hoppeth upon the earth, that you shall eat, as the brookus in its kind, and the atticus, and the ophiomachus, and the locust, every one according to their kind. But of flying things, whatsoever hath 4 feet only, shall be an abomination to you. And whosoever shall touch the carcasses of them shall be defiled, and shall be unclean until the evening. And if it be necessary that he carry any of these things when they are dead, he shall wash his clothes, and shall be unclean until the sun set. Every beast that hath a hoof, but divideth it not, nor cheweth the cud shall be unclean, and he that toucheth it shall be defiled. That which walketh upon hands of all animals which go on all fours shall be unclean. He that shall touch their carcasses shall be defiled until evening. And he that shall carry such carcasses shall wash his clothes, and shall be unclean until evening, because all these things are unclean to you. These also shall be reckoned among unclean things of all that move upon the earth, the weasel, and the mouse, and the crocodile, every one according to their kind, the shrew, and the chameleon, and the stello, and the lizard, and the mole. All these are unclean. He that toucheth their carcasses shall be unclean until the evening. And upon what things soever any of their carcasses shall fall, it shall be defiled, whether it be a vessel of wood, or a garment, or skins, or hair cloths, or anything in which work is done. They shall be dipped in water, and shall be unclean until the evening, and so afterwards shall be clean. But an earthen vessel into which any of these shall fall shall be defiled, and therefore is to be broken. Any meat which you eat, if water from such a vessel be poured upon it, shall be unclean, and every liquor that is drunk out of any such vessel shall be unclean. And upon whatsoever thing any of these dead beasts shall fall, it shall be unclean, whether it be oven or pots with feet, they shall be destroyed, and shall be unclean. But fountains and cisterns and all gatherings together of water shall be clean. He that toucheth their carcasses shall be defiled. If it fall upon seed corn, it shall not defile it. But if any man pour water upon the seed, and afterwards it be touched by the carcasses, it shall be forthwith defiled. If any beast die, of which it is lawful for you to eat, he that toucheth the carcass thereof shall be unclean until the evening. And he that eateth or carrieth anything thereof shall wash his clothes, and shall be unclean until the evening. All that creepeth upon the earth shall be abominable, neither shall it be taken for meat. Whatsoever goeth upon the breast on 4 feet, or hath many feet, or traileth on the earth, you shall not eat, because it is abominable. Do not defile your souls, nor touch aught thereof, lest you be unclean. For I am the Lord your God. Be holy, because I am holy. Defile not your souls by any creeping thing that moveth upon the earth. For I am the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that I might be your God. You shall be holy, because I am holy. This is the law of beasts and fowls, and of every living creature that moveth in the waters and creepeth on the earth, that you may know the differences of the clean and unclean, and know what you ought to eat and what to refuse. Chapter 12. The Purification of Women After Childbirth. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and thou shalt say to them, If a woman having received seed shall bear a man-child, she shall be unclean 7 days, according to the days of the separation of her flowers. And on the 8th day the infant shall be circumcised. But she shall remain 33 days in the blood of her purification. She shall touch no holy thing, neither shall she enter into the sanctuary until the days of her purification be fulfilled. But if she shall bear a maid child, she shall be unclean 2 weeks, according to the custom of her monthly courses, and she shall remain in the blood of her purification 66 days. And when the days of her purification are expired, for a son or for a daughter, she shall bring to the door of the tabernacle of the testimony a lamb of a year old for a holocaust, and a young pigeon, or a turtle for sin, and shall deliver them to the priest, who shall offer them before the Lord, and shall pray for her. And so she shall be cleansed from the issue of her blood. This is the law for her that beareth a man-child or a maid-child. And if her hand find not sufficiency, and she is not able to offer a lamb, she shall take 2 turtles, or 2 young pigeons, one for a holocaust, and another for sin, and the priest shall pray for her, and so she shall be cleansed. Chapter 13. The Law Concerning Leprosy in Men and in Garments. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, The man in whose skin or flesh shall arise a different color, or a blister, or as it were something shining, that is, the stroke of the leprosy, shall be brought to Aaron the priest, or any one of his sons. And if he see the leprosy in his skin, and the hair turned white, and the place where the leprosy appears lower than the skin and the rest of the flesh, it is the stroke of the leprosy, and upon his judgment he shall be separated. But if there be a shining whiteness in the skin, and not lower than the other flesh, and the hair be of the former color, the priest shall shut him up 7 days. And the 7th day he shall look on him. And if the leprosy be grown no farther, and hath not spread itself in the skin, he shall shut him up again other 7 days. And on the seventh day he shall look on him. If the leprosy be somewhat obscure and not spread in the skin, he shall declare him clean, because it is but a scab. And the man shall wash his clothes and shall be clean. But if the leprosy grow again after he was seen by the priest and restored to uncleanness, he shall be brought to him and shall be condemned of uncleanness. If the stroke of the leprosy be in a man, he shall be brought to the priest, and he shall view him. And when there shall be a white color in the skin, and it shall have changed the look of the hair, and the living flesh itself shall appear, it shall be judged an inveterate leprosy, and grown into the skin. The priest therefore shall declare him unclean, and shall not shut him up, because he is evidently unclean. But if the leprosy spring out running about in the skin, and cover all the skin from the head to the feet, whatsoever falleth under the sight of the eyes, the priest shall view him, and shall judge that the leprosy which he has is very clean, because it is all turned into whiteness, and therefore the man shall be clean. But when the live flesh shall appear in him, then by the judgment of the priest he shall be defiled, and shall be reckoned among the unclean. For live flesh, if it be spotted with leprosy, is unclean. And if again it be turned into whiteness, and cover all the man, the priest shall view him, and shall judge him to be clean. When also there has been an ulcer in the flesh and the skin, and it has been healed, and in the place of the ulcer there appeareth a white scar, or somewhat red, the man shall be brought to the priest. And when he shall see the place of the leprosy lower than the other flesh, and the hair turned white, he shall declare him unclean, for the plague of leprosy is broken out in the ulcer. But if the hair be of the former color, and the scar somewhat obscure, and be not lower than the flesh that is near it, he shall shut him up 7 days. And if it spread, he shall judge him to have the leprosy. But if it stay in its place, it is but the scar of an ulcer, and the man shall be clean. The flesh also, and skin that hath been burnt, and after it is healed, hath a white or a red scar, the priest shall view it, and if he see it turned white, and the place thereof is lower than the other skin, he shall declare him unclean, because the evil of leprosy is broken out in the scar. But if the color of the hair be not changed, nor the blemish lower than the other flesh, and the appearance of the leprosy be somewhat obscure, he shall shut him up 7 days, and on the seventh day he shall view him. If the leprosy be grown farther in the skin, he shall declare him unclean. But if the whiteness stay in its place, and be not very clear, it is the sore of a burning, and therefore he shall be cleansed, because it is only the scar of a burning. If the leprosy break out in the head or the beard of a man or a woman, the priest shall see them. And if the place be lower than the other flesh, and the hair yellow and thinner than usual, he shall declare them unclean, because it is the leprosy of the head and the beard. But if he perceive the place of the spot is equal with the flesh that is near it, and the hair black, he shall shut him up 7 days. And on the seventh day he shall look upon it. If the spot be not grown, and the hair keep its color, and the place of the blemish be even with the other flesh, the man shall be shaven all but the place of the spot, and he shall be shut up other 7 days. If on the seventh day the evil seem to have stayed in its place, and not lower than the other flesh, he shall cleanse him, and his clothes being washed, he shall be clean. But if after his cleansing the spot spread again in the skin, he shall seek no more whether the hair be turned yellow, because he is evidently unclean. But if the spot be stayed, and the hair be black, let him know that the man is healed, and let him confidently pronounce him clean. If a whiteness appear in the skin of a man or a woman, the priest shall view them. If he find that a darkest whiteness shineth in the skin, let him know that it is not the leprosy, but a white blemish, and that the man is clean. The man whose hair falleth off from his head, he is bald and clean. And if the hair fall from his forehead, he is bald before and clean. But if in the bald head or in the bald forehead there be risen a white or reddish color, and the priest perceive this, he shall condemn him undoubtedly of leprosy, which is risen in the bald part. Now, whosoever shall be defiled with the leprosy, and is separated by the judgment of the priest, shall have his clothes hanging loose, his head bare, his mouth covered with a cloth, and he shall cry out that he is defiled and unclean. All the time that he is a leper and unclean, he shall dwell alone without the camp. A woolen or linen garment that shall have the leprosy in the warp and the woof, or a skin, or whatsoever is made of a skin, if it be infected with a white or red spot, it shall be accounted the leprosy, and shall be shown to the priest, and he shall look upon it, and shall shut it up 7 days. And on the seventh day, when he looketh on it again, if he find that it is grown, it is a fixed leprosy. He shall judge the garment unclean, and everything wherein it shall be found, and therefore it shall be burnt with fire. But if he see that it is not grown, he shall give orders, and they shall wash that part wherein the leprosy is, and he shall shut it up other 7 days. And when he shall see that the former color is not returned, nor yet the leprosy spread, he shall judge it unclean, and shall burn it with fire. For the leprosy has taken hold of the outside of the garment, or through the hole. But if the place of the leprosy be somewhat dark after the garment is washed, he shall tear it off, and divide it from that which is sound. And if after this there appear in those places that before were without spot a flying and wandering leprosy, it must be burnt with fire. If it cease, he shall wash with water the parts that are pure the second time, and they shall be clean. This is the law touching the leprosy of any woolen or linen garment, either in the warp or woof, or anything of skins, how it ought to be cleansed or pronounced unclean. End of side 2. Please...